certainly going from one extreme to the other, but at least we're talking about football and we're back up and running, which is always what we wanted to do. With reservations and on going from 5 months with no games to 4 games in 9 days, that's, that has to be questioned and looked at, but better that than no games at all, I think.
Yeah, but it's a tough one to start, Dolly, the first of those games against the league leaders, and it's a daunting challenge going to Tala, is it?
Yeah, most certainly, yeah. It's, you know, they're the top team in the country at the moment, away from home. The fact that, look, we've got to go there sooner or later, to put it that way to you. They're formidable at home in particular, don't mind away, and you know, it could be a long even for us if we're not right. If we are right and make it difficult for them, well, we'll wait to see. But look, we've played well up there and come away with narrow defeats, and we've played poorly and got hammered up there. And you know, we need to be at ourselves. It's the most difficult start you could get, but we've got to play them sometime, and why not now?
Yeah, looking at the Harps squad, Ollie, if we go back to March time and that last game that you played, what's the lineup going to be like this coming Saturday in comparison to the team that started the game before the lockdown happened?
Probably very similar as regards the squad. There's one or two changes as the height of what we have done. Unfortunately, we've picked up a few injuries, which was always inevitable, being 5 months out. And we're just conscious that we don't want to pick up any more injuries going into four games in 9 days. But that's the worry. You know, our panel isn't that big. And but at least, as I said to you a few minutes ago, we're back up and running and playing with whatever degree that is.
Yeah. At what sort of level is those players that are carrying injuries, Ollie, and who are they? Or can you say at this stage?
I'd rather not go into to who and what, but we, you know, it's inevitable coming back from that. It's the longest layoff that we've ever had, or the League of Ireland has ever had. And it was inevitable, even though we tried to manage it, that we're going to pick up knocks. And it's going to be inevitable that we're going to pick up injuries in 4 games in 9 days, as I said. And I just think medically, and I spoke to our club doctor, Paul Armstrong, who's brilliant with us, and you know, I just think from going from one extreme to the other, it should have been designed better, albeit we can't have it everywhere.
Yeah, I know, speaking to other clubs as well, Ollie, they're sort of in a similar situation, but it's more of a kick to Finn Harps, given the size of the squad compared to those of the big clubs, obviously, out of Dublin.
Well, yeah, I think the fact that we're part-time compared to the teams you're talking about that are full-time, it would make it more difficult. I'm not trying to harp on about it, but you know, if we were playing midweek every second week and spread it out and get the games played in that time, I know there's restraints as regards having to get the season finished by a certain time, but we could play midweek every second week instead of the first 2 weeks in where you're coming back, you know, from no games. I think the point I made before, and I make it again, is that the coaching courses that the FEI run, and some of the people there are excellent in the way and the manner they teach. The structures, the core values that they preach is about proper preparation and proper recovery, and even up to date last year, where Paul Hegarty and William O'Connor were on the licence, and that was the core theme through it, that you have proper recovery and proper intensity or lack of intensity depending on when games are. But you've then the situation here where across the corridor from the coaching department, you have the domestic department that put on 4 games in 9 days, which defeats the whole purpose of those people paying their hard-earned money to do those courses.
Yeah. Just looking at Rovers again on Saturday evening in Dublin, Ollie, he's met a number of times last year. I don't think Harps managed to score against them, but if you were to get a goal this coming weekend, it would really put you in the mix of the game, would it?
Hopefully. We played them 5 times last year. One in the cup, the other 4 in the league, obviously 3 away then and 2 at home. We didn't score against them. They beat us comfortably in 2 of those 5, 3-0 at home and 3-0 away. And the others were 1-0 defeats. You could call them narrow defeats. And maybe they were on the basis that they scored very late in Ballybofey. Greg Budger scored actually late in 2 games against us to win 1-0. But you know, in hindsight, they would have had the majority of possession. And that'll be the case on Saturday night as well. It'll be a tough ask. If we go behind early, it'll be a long, long night. If we can make it difficult and hang in there, well, God only knows what's happened. We know what'll happen. But we need to be at our very best. and what the Shamrock Rovers aren't, to put it that way.
Yeah, are you keeping an eye on what's coming, obviously, on Tuesday being the first home game as well, Ollie? And are you sort of, it's hard to separate them four fixtures. I don't know, it's a tough schedule, but you would probably be looking at getting more out of the second game than the first. Would that be a fair enough suggestion?
Yeah, you would take a home game with Shelburne. Certainly any home game is a better chance of getting a result of, as in an away game, which has always been the history of our results. However, you know, you still, with the panel that we have and the injuries that we're going in with, we don't have a huge amount of choice. And while we'll try and mix and match, I think the fact of the five substitute rule will be helped us, where we can take people off and maybe give them a fresh start come the midweek game. That's an advantage, and that's one of the changes that was very, very welcomed by us. But if we go and mix and match, we could get it wrong on both fronts. So look, we'll see what happens on Saturday, and we'll worry about Shelburne come Sunday morning.
Yeah, and the overall picture of the league now, Ollie, with 14 games remaining, Harps sat just above the bottom two by a point. Given the fact that there's a reduction in fixtures, is there more pressure now to stay out of those, in the scrap in the bottom half of the table, rather?
Look, regardless of the number of games, we're always going to be scrapping there. We always have, and there's no real reason to think that it's going to be anything different. I think the difficulty is some team is going to get relegated, maybe two, and you know that's over half a season. You know, if you take last year, we went 14 games before we won a game. We've only got 14 left, rushing. Yeah. You know, and if that happens, then you've no second start. If the season was curtailed last year in the first half of the season, we wouldn't have stayed up, to put it that way to you. And we have to make sure we're right, and to try and pick up points early enough in the restart.
Do you have a figure in your head of the points tally you need to get to be safe, do you?
Absolutely not. We never went along that line. You know, even with the 36 games, we never had a target, and we certainly don't have with an 18-game target. Like, it's a sprint, Ushie. Yeah. It's, you know, I remember James Geller, when he was in the club with me, you know, he would always have addressed it as a marathon of the league, and certainly the marathon is well gone. This is a sprint here to try and gather as many points as quickly as you can and to try and stay up. But God knows what way it'll go. You know, it's very, very difficult to call it with the 5 month off for any team, to put it that way to you. But we'll see, and we're just glad we're back playing.
Yeah. Just finally then, Ollie, strange times. There's not going to be massive crowds at these games. There does be an element of the crowd atmosphere in a match. How do you think your guys are going to deal with not having anybody at these matches in the coming days?
Look, we've got to deal with it. We've no choice in it. Certainly away from home, some people think it might be an advantage that you don't have 3,000 or 4,000 people in Tala roaring down your neck. The other one is, you know, the other maybe train of thought is that should you frustrate the opposition away from home, sometimes it's good to have a crowd if they get on the home team's back. But certainly at home, with our home support and the way they've backed us through thick and thin, we'd certainly miss that, to put it that way, to Oisin. And we're just hoping come September that the gates can reopen and we can get those supporters back.
Okay, listen, thanks for taking the call, and the best of luck in Dublin at the weekend.
Thanks, Oisin. Take care.